Taking a little rabbit trail for a moment, there's a salutary lesson in the Old Testament in 2 Samuel 18, and it concerns the death of Absalom, David's son. 2 Samuel 18, 22 and 23 says, "And Ahimaaz the son of Zadok said again to Joab, 'But whatever happens, please, let me also run after the Cushite.' So Joab said, 'Why will you run, my son, since you have no news ready?' 'Ah, whatever happens, let me run.'" The point of this message is not the death of Absalom, but Ahimaaz's desire to run. It's so great it was that he ran without a message. We can do that, you know, run without a message. We receive a call from God, we're absolutely certain, and off we go at the speed of light. But no message, zilch, nada, nothing. Zeal without knowledge. Part of our training for reigning will be waiting until we have a message and then waiting until we are dispatched with it. Sounds simple, but many have run with or without a message and even with a message. If it's delivered at the wrong time in the wrong spirit, that message will bear no fruit. This then deserves most serious consideration, particularly to those of you who know you have a call on your life. Wait until you have your message, then wait until you are sent. God is more concerned with timing than time. At the right time, Jesus came. He came when God decreed, not when he was ready. He came when the language was prepared that would spread the gospel like wildfire. It was called Koine Greek. He came in the kairos time of God, not the chronos time, where we get our word chronology from. Not in our time, egg boiling time, 3 minutes, train due in 5 minutes, that's chronos. Kairos is the right time according to the divine fiat. We do not want to do anything out of time when it pertains to the kingdom, so you get cautious about moving too quickly. God will always make sure he applies an accelerant if need be. It's better to make up time than miss it by precipitate action. This also applies to those who've got a prophetic gifting. Don't go with the first thing you receive. That's probably diagnostic. Explore in God. How do you want to say this? What tone do you want me to use? Is there more? Don't, as I say, prophesy a diagnostic word. And perhaps most importantly, do I say it or pray it? Now there's a hard one. We'll get back on track tomorrow, maybe.